91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 14 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Normand. A proposal for a national park is sparking concern among Prince Edward County residents. Many of them spoke out last night at council. Nicole Kleinstuber has the story.
Negative reactions to the National Park and Marine Conservation Area proposed for Prince Edward County took center stage. Council heard a group of speakers voice their opposition to the park. Many of them said there was a lack of public consultation. Don Chisholm is a member of the County Sustainability Group and says it's a plan to roadblock wind development on Ostrander Point.
The whole purpose, it would seem, to anybody that's interested in the county is to prevent wind energy development in the county.
Point to Point PEC Foundation is the group that brought the plan to council. It wants to preserve natural habitat in the county. Co-founder of Point to Point, Karen Hatchard, said the plan isn't to stop wind farm development. It's about preserving the area for wildlife and future generations.
People talk about health studies and how things affect people, but nobody's talking about how this impacts the wildlife. You know, they don't have a place that they can just live and breed anymore. We keep encroaching on their space, and we really feel strongly about this. We love this area.
Nicole Klinstuber, 91X News, Belleville.
The union representing Air Canada flight attendants says it will explore all avenues to challenge what it calls an abuse of ministerial discretion. The Canadian Union of Public Employees is furious at a move by Labour Minister Lisa Raitt to avert a strike today. She referred the contract dispute with the airline to the Canada Labour Relations Board, grounding any job action while the board reviews the matter. QP accuses Raitt of misusing the Federal Labour Board. Ontario's privacy watchdog is ordering Cancer Care Ontario to stop sending screening reports to doctors on paper. Information and Privacy Commissioner Anne Kavukian says a more secure method of delivery is needed. The Cancer Care Agency has decided to create a web portal for delivery of the reports, but steps need to be taken to ensure its security. The order comes after a privacy breach involving personal health information of more than 7,000 people. The agency told Kavukian in June that it couldn't confirm the delivery of the screening reports. Research in Motion says service has been fully restored for millions of BlackBerry customers around the world. During a morning conference call, RIM CEO Mike Lazaridis issued a second apology to those affected by the outage that started Monday. Lazaridis says RIM is doing all it can to make sure its customers aren't hit by this problem again.
We value your trust and commitment to BlackBerry. We're committed to restoring that trust that we worked so hard to earn over the years.
RIM says a hardware failure caused a ripple effect in its system when a switch designed to protect its infrastructure failed. It says it will look at compensation for its customers affected by the outages. The New Democrats are meeting today to plot strategy in a new minority parliament, where every vote will count. The election left the governing Liberals just one seat shy of a majority government with 53 seats. NDP leader Andrea Horwath says she wants to work with the other parties to make parliament work. Together, the Tories and NDP have 54 seats, which mean new legislative sessions could be a nail-biter. The prosecution in the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor is expected to wrap up its case today by calling another of its medical witnesses. Reporter Jim Avila has been covering the manslaughter trial in Los Angeles.
Medical witnesses have been very strong. They've put the blame directly on Dr. Murray for Michael Jackson's death, claiming, first of all, that propofol should never have been used in the home, should never have been used as a sleep aid, and that if it was, the doctor should have had backup personnel, backup equipment, something to save Michael Jackson's life if something went wrong, as it did.
The conclusion of the prosecution's case brings defense lawyers a step closer to revealing how they will counter damaging evidence presented through more than 30 witnesses so far. The Ontario Federation of Labour is calling for a full criminal investigation into a fatal crane collapse at York University. A drilling rig toppled onto two smaller machines on Tuesday, killing one worker and leaving five others injured. The accident occurred at a Toronto Transit Commission construction site. OFL President Sid Ryan says the incident has sent a chill down the spine of every worker who handles heavy machinery. The union that represents Toronto Transit Commission workers says it won't be commenting on charges against a bus driver. Police have laid charges against a 51-year-old driver as a result of August 30th collision in which a passenger died. Bus passenger Jadrena Petrova died when a TTC bus collided with a flatbed trailer carrying a train. William Ainsworth of Toronto is charged with criminal negligence causing death and possession of marijuana. The Supreme Court of Canada has decided not to hear two cases involving infanticide provisions in the criminal code. Terry Padwell has more.
Court of Appeal for Ontario had earlier considered the case of a woman who was convicted of infanticide for killing two of her young children, even though the Crown proved the essential elements of first-degree murder. The appeal court ruled infanticide can be advanced as a defense for murder, and that if the elements of infanticide are met beyond a reasonable doubt, the woman must be found not guilty of murder, but guilty of infanticide. Alberta's appeal court made a similar ruling about infanticide being used as a partial defense to murder. The Supreme Court, though, dismissed the applications to hear both cases and, as is standard practice, did not give reasons. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Online Support Incorporated is seeking to recruit 200 new people to add to its existing workforce in North Bay. Job fairs will be held in the next few weeks to interview potential workers for the OLS Canadian Contact Center. The company has added a major new client, and OLS President and CEO Ross Beattie says in uncertain times, this is great news for North Bay and the local economy. Training is provided. OLS opened its North Bay Contact Center earlier this spring. White House officials say that Gilad Shalit, an Israeli soldier held for 5 years by Hamas, is to be released. Shalit will be part of a prisoner swap for 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, some of them convicted of murder. The details of Shalit's release haven't been released yet, but there are still some concerns of violence. Press Secretary Jay Carney says that the White House's focus is for Israel and Palestine to return to peace talks. That's 91X News to 1206. Sean Macy has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. Bad news for the Belleville Bulls as they head to Niagara to take on the Ice Dogs tonight. Ice Dogs' leading scorer from last year, Ryan Strome, has been sent back to junior and is expected to be in the lineup. The Bulls are on a two-game win streak right now, with their last loss coming against Niagara 2 weeks ago. The 4-3 Bulls look to improve upon their strong start with a win tonight. The Trenton Golden Hawks are the second-best junior team in Canada right now, ranked only behind the Cornwall Colts in the Canadian Junior Hockey League's top 20 rankings thanks to their 10-0 start. The perfect start isn't something to dwell on for Golden Hawks president and assistant general manager John McDonald.
We look to the future. We're not looking to the past. Those 10 games we've won are in the past. Now we just have to keep going forward.
McDonald hopes the team's success can translate into larger crowds at the games. The Golden Hawks are back in action tomorrow as they host the Whippy Fury. Keeping up with local hockey, both the Picton Pirates and Napanee Raiders are in action tonight. Picton is taking on the Port Hope Panthers. With a win, the Pirates would take over first place in the league, a spot currently held by the Panthers. Napanee takes on Campbellford as the Raiders are coming off a loss against the Amherst View Jets. The streak of slow days in the NHL ends with 10 games on tap for tonight. Toronto is the only Canadian team with the night off. The Winnipeg Jets look for their first win in Chicago tonight. The Canadiens' home opener is tonight against Calgary. The Canucks are in Detroit, and Ottawa hosts Colorado with Edmonton and Minnesota. Sidney Crosby is one step closer to returning to hockey. The Penguins' captain was seen wearing a black helmet at practice, a sign that he has been cleared for contact. Since the start of training camp, he had been wearing a different color helmet than his teammates. Crosby last played against Tampa Bay on January 5th before being diagnosed with a concussion. The Penguins also announced the signing of forward Chris Kunitz to a 2-year extension at just under $7.5 million. A pilot helping investigate the plane crash of the Russian hockey team Lokomotiv says a pilot error was the cause of the crash. Officials have not yet announced the reason. The Texas Rangers are one game away from their second consecutive World Series appearance. After beating the Tigers last night 7-3, a win this afternoon would put them 4 wins away from the championship. It's a battle of aces today as Justin Verlander takes on CJ Wilson. Kyle Loesch takes on Randy Wolf tonight in the National League Championship Series. St. Louis currently leads the series 2-1 after a 4-3 win last night. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, here's Sam Norman with 91x weather.
91X weather. Right now it's 14 degrees and cloudy with a chance of showers later on in the day. At 12:10, it's 14 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy, and news is next at 1.